and enjoy Him forever. This is the key to enjoying everyday life.
When you're injured in an auto accident, you need an attorney who can help. Hi, I'm auto accident attorney David Walker here in Stewart. I've been practicing auto accident law on the Treasure Coast for more than 35 years, and I've raised my family here. I've supported our schools, and I've been active in our Treasure Coast community. I'm located on the corner of Tanner Highway and Southeast Central Parkway here in Stewart in the four-story United Way building. I'm attorney David Walker, a corporate underwriter of WCNO, and I'm available at 772-286-8686.
Welcome to On to Perfection, the radio ministry of Resurrection Life Family Worship Center. I'm Trevor Banks, and I'm glad you've joined us for today's broadcast, and I trust you'll be blessed by the message.
With all my heart. God hadn't called you to average. He hadn't called you to be a copy. He made you an original. And it's time for the caterpillar to become that butterfly that He made. Come on, it's time to come on out of the cocoon, flex them wings, and become and tackle what God has placed in front of you with a fervor. You know, what happens is wavering comes to us. It's a battle in our mind. And what tries to dictate is experiences we've had. We've all failed before. Hello, somebody. Say amen real loud. Because you have failed. But that failing didn't make you a failure. But see, what can get locked in your mind is the idea of failure. But you are not a failure. Just like one success don't make you successful. One failure, two failures, three failures, they don't make you a failure. It's how you perceive. What is your perspective? See, all this stuff is variable. It's going to happen. There are things you have no control over. But what you do have control over is your perspective. What are you looking at? Is the cup half empty or half full? Say this with me very simply. I can do all things through Christ. He will strengthen me. Do you believe that? Come on, do you believe that tonight? You see, a challenge we have is that we believe in God. But the challenge we have is, do we believe God? We believe in Him. But in your current situation, in the right now, do you believe God? We believe in Him. He can do anything. But can He do what you need right now? Do you believe that right now? Is your faith alive and active for that right now? Or are you continuing to struggle saying, who am I? Who am I? That God will honor me or move in my behalf. See, there's what we need to know, whose we are and who we are. And what He has already done. Tell somebody it's already done. I want to activate something in your heart. And not only in your heart, but in your mind. Because where we struggle is when our heart and our mind are not in harmony. We believe God in our heart, but our mind is blocking us believing God in the now. Our intellect, we have assessed the situation, and you know, we have received all the data and all the information, and now our mind is cluttered with wavering, unbelief, doubts, and fear. We're looking without for the answers versus looking within where the solutions are already there. What has God said in His word? Come on, what has He said in His word? What has He promised in His word? Okay, so if it hasn't manifested yet, then we must continue to believe. We must continue to fight. We must continue to stand. We must continue to believe. Abraham, when God first gave he and Sarah the promise of a child, and of course Sarah had no children all of her life, they believed, but they believed in God. Think about it. But he didn't necessarily right away believe God, because the first thing they did, he went into Hagar. God said, Sarah's going to have the baby. So they believed in God. They believed the promise of God, but they didn't believe God. See, believing God means that you believe that God's going to do it the way he said he's going to do it. Oh, help me, Holy Ghost. We all, in general, any saint, I believe God. And you do. Abraham believed God. But when he believed God, he was believing in God. You understand what I mean? He believed that God was able, but he wasn't believing God right there. Sarah laughed when she heard it. And it was not the laugh of joy. It was the laugh of unbelief. How shall I, that am old, have pleasure in my man who is older? You know, I'm just kind of, you know. Yeah, y'all know what I'm talking about, right? And they were old. Think a minute. Physically, naturally, of course they believed what God said, but they didn't believe God. They believed in him. They believed in him. God said it. Okay. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Right? Amen. God told me, yeah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. You know, we know the Christianese. We know the smile. We know how to. But do you believe God? See, it took him 15 years before he became fully persuaded. Something happened then. See, when full persuasion came in, something happened to them naturally. You see, when we not only believe in God, but we start believing God, then the promise starts to manifest. It's something that comes out of the realm of the spirit and starts to manifest itself in the natural. It's like, let me say, it's like a car, a house. You name something material. Where, you know, it becomes a desire of your heart. And you search the scriptures and you don't find where God is denying you that, or it's out of the will of God for your life, or, you know, it's not out of covetousness. You're not trying to, you know, consume it upon your lust or anything like that. But it's genuine, something, you know, to God. And so you believe in God. But now, When you start to focus on that specifically, and you start to believe God for that, come on, see, we shortchange ourselves. We do ourselves a disfavor just staying in the place of believing in God. We do. You ask any saint, you ask a drunk on the street, you believe God can. God can do that. Oh, God can do anything. I know the man upstairs can do it. Everybody believes that. That they believe in God. But do you right now believe God? Come on, here's where the struggle is. Here's where the rubber meets the road. Here's where we get down with the get down. Here's where it got to happen. Here's where you can't afford to waver. Here's where you can't afford to play games. Here's where you can't push it off into the future. One day. No, God's already done some stuff. When you become fully persuaded, you stop listening to naysayers. You stop listening to doubting Thomases. You stop listening to junk and stuff, People telling you you can't. People giving you all the negative information. Why you can't do this. Why this can't happen. Why that'll never come your way. Why you are so limited. You stop listening to that and you get fully persuaded. It took Abraham 15 years. They had already produced Ishmael. They'd already made a bunch of mistakes. He was believing in God, yet struggling. It's like us today. We believe in God, and you yet struggle. But it was when he became fully persuaded. He wasn't getting no younger. And Sarah was way, the Bible says, way past the flower of her years. But yet, his faith. You see, God is outside of time. So time is not a real factor. You know, a lot of times we think it's too late for something. Hello? When God says, if you'll believe me, not just believe in me, you know, we all believe in him. You know what I mean? We all believe, but believe God. Do you know your faith is what overcomes the world, the system, time, the aeon, the supernatural. In other words, the supernatural will overtake the natural. God can do things that are not natural. He'll do things that are contrary to the laws of nature. How many know that to be true? Come on, it's all in the scriptures. How could Joshua? They rode all night to rescue the Gibeonites. And when they got to the forefront of the battle, the sun was going down. You ever watch the sun go down? I like when I drop my son off at school, I watch it go coming up out of the water over here on the water. It's a beautiful thing. And it comes up quick. And when you watch, if you ever watch it going down, you know, I know it's just the rotation of the earth on its axis, but the sun goes down quickly. The sun was going down, and they were just arriving at the battle. And you know, back then, wasn't no AKs and stuff where they had the little light, you know, and night seeing goggles and stuff. No, it's dark. Okay, put your swords down. We go to sleep. We'll fight them at dawn or something. But the sun was going down, and Joshua stopped in the middle of the battle and spoke to the sun and to the moon. You know how you see the sun and the moon. The moon is about to come up. The sun about to go down. Joshua spoke to both of them and said, stand still. Stand still. He had work to do. There was something he had to finish for God. He was there on an assignment. You see, so when he went to battle, he wasn't going to battle by himself. Whatever he needed, God said, I'll supply it. If you believe, I'll supply it.
Thank you for joining us as we continue in part 23 of Mega Grace. What you are changes you. Genesis 1 and 5 says, and God called the light day, and the darkness he called night. And the evening and the morning were the first day. The evening was the beginning of God's day. When Jesus was born, time changed. The word declares, this is the day that the Lord has made. Today is the present, a gift from God. This day was given to not only change us, but to challenge us. Every test or trial only comes to uncover what God has placed in you and to discover what you are changes you.
We invite you to worship with us. Please join us in our newly added 8:30 a.m. service on Sundays. See you there.
Thank you for listening to today's message. And for more information or more messages from On to Perfection, call toll-free 1-877-TR-BANKS or visit our website at trbanks.com. And always remember, God will perfect that which concerns you.